an all-Victorian story in the breeding barn this week, with Jamaica, the Caulfield Cup-winning mare, being covered by Darley's Impending. The mare's owner joins us on the program, Colin McKenna. How are you, Cole?
Yeah, real good, thank you, Joan. Real good.
That's good.
Today.
And all went well with the covering?
Yes, yes, she was covered last Saturday morning, yes. And all's good.
Yeah. What was the reason for the decision to go to Impending? What was the lure there for you?
A couple of reasons. We asked to do, obviously, a selection, if you'd understand, or a selection of the breeding. And we also had other advice, but I relied a fair bit on Rick Jamieson, who bred the mare, and he also bred Black Caviar, so I think he knows a bit about breeding a few. And that's what I thought. And he was very, very helpful. And he came up with about four stallions for her that would suit her and match her. That's only just his opinion, of course. It doesn't have to be. Others will say you're mad. You've sent your paid all that money for a mare and sent her to a first-year stallion. Well, that may be the case. But he's as superbly bred, like he's by Lonro and out of an Encosta mare. So, I mean, he's a very, very well-bred stallion. And we didn't want to really travel her this year to the Hunter either. There was a few factors why she went there, but we're quite happy with our selection. You know, very, very happy, actually.
And Pending himself as a racehorse competed in top company, winning 5 of his 18 starts, including Group 1s.
That's right. He won 2 Group 1s from memory. Australia was one. And he's a magnificent horse. We went and seen him. It was probably Darley had a parade there about 4 weeks, 3 weeks ago, and Janice and I, and we can go any time with the Darley people, but when we went up to see him, and he's a magnificent horse. He's a beautiful walking horse. He's sort of, and Kieran was there with us, and Kieran's had some input in it too. He's no longer in the mare, but he's still got, you know, she's his horse as far as he's concerned. And he was a bit off him for a while until he had a look at him, and he's quite happy that we're going there. And, of course, Mel Fallon, our great old friend, he's still got a share. He retained his share in it, and which we're quite thrilled about. You know? But everybody's quite happy, I think. And we'll see. Look, it's to get the first out of the way. That's the most important thing, isn't it? And we'll go from there and see what we do. But she did have the opportunity to quite a few. Obviously, as anybody would know, she could have, like, there'd be plenty of studs would take her for us, but Darley's good to us, and you know that their deal was very, very good, so that's why we went that way.
And he'll inject a bit of speed into the line too.
That's right. We don't want her to be too slow. I mean, there's no sense in putting her staying over it, because who knows? But and he's got a bit of speed. He's got a superb pedigree. That's the main thing. I mean, you send these mares, you've got to keep them pedigrees right, because you never know what you breed. If you breed a good colt, well, where they go, or you breed a good filly, where they go, don't you?
And how's her health overall at the moment, Colin? Because she's had her challenges.
Yes, she did, and that was another reason. No, her health is very, very good, right? She and as it's quite well documented, Kieran was considering bringing her back to race. We all thought that would give her another prep, but she just... You know, as Kieran said to me, I think on her last trial, he said, if I had a stable four going as well as her, I'd be very, very happy. But he said she just lacked that length that she always had, you know. So we said, well, why go on with her? There's no need to go on with her. We don't want to send her around for the sake of sending her around in a race. And that's what he said. So she was good. And she had, you know, a couple of, when she was letting down after we retired her, and she was letting down, she had a couple of little issues tied up a couple of times, but nothing. No, her health is very, very good. Health is super.
Well, that's good news. I look forward to seeing what she can produce now.
That's right. We've got to see, keep our fingers crossed for another 14 or 15 days or whatever, to see if we get a positive, you know.
Exactly. And Colin, the last time we spoke to you on Talking Horses, it was shortly before you were heading up to the UK for the Royal Ascot mission with Merchant Navy. What an outcome that was.
How good was that, Joe?
I thought of you there and your top hat and tails. I thought, gee whiz.
I know that old fella. We thought that was an unbelievable week. We took all our friends, our close friends with us. Everybody had a good time. And to be standing in the yard there, and he only got there by a nose. But that, nobody else knows that, if you know what I mean. After you read the records, well, he's won the Golden Jubilee, and I personally think that's right up to, you know, when you win them, you think, well, we've got to the pinnacle now. So we're just going to see where we go from there.
And he's got off to a good start at stud then.
Yes. Oh, excuse me. And he was considered in the mix too, and still will be. But it was just a couple of things, as I said, her health, how she goes through it and all that is all a big factor. And at least now she's with the courtesy of Gilguy or Rick Jamieson, who's a very, very nice man. And she's at their place, and she's only got to walk around the corner to him pending at Darley in Victoria. So, I mean, that just makes it so much easier that you can do that. Whereas we had to send her to Merchant, which I'd love to send her to him, but she's got a long trip to the Hunter, and, of course, there's drought up there, you know. These are all factors you've got to take into consideration when you've got horses around you.
Yeah, welfare is absolutely paramount, especially with a mare of such meaning to you, Jamaica.
Yes, she has. You know, she has been. Anyway, we've got to try and breed another one out of her.
Yep. Well, good luck with that. And thanks.
Well, that's right. It generally doesn't happen, as you know. It generally doesn't happen. So, but that's the chance we take. Some mares leave them. Some good mares are good breeders, and some good mares just do nothing, do they? You know, but that's life. Mm.
Right. Time will tell.
Okay. That's right. Time will tell.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, great to catch up with you, Colin, and good luck for the next couple of weeks, the business end of the spring in Melbourne especially.
I'll see you. See it'll be. Good on you. Thank you, Joe.
All right. That's Colin McKenna, of course, the part owner of the top mare, Jamaica, who was covered last weekend by Impending at Darley, who stands at Northwood Park in Seymour.